Does everybody get a handout? Anybody? Okay. You're welcome. Hello, sir. Good. Cool. I'm going to set these here just in case anybody else comes. All right, no problem. All right, so my name is Frank, and
hi, Frank.
Hi. Anyone heard of open-air campaigners before? Anybody? Okay, you have, good. Yes, I've actually gotten to serve with, anybody know SOPAC? Yeah, I gotten to serve with SOPAC. I've known him way back at Downey, and I gotten to serve with him and his young adults group. We went and did an outreach recently at Ports of Call, and that was good, just a fellowship with them and get to spread some seed out there. I gave you the handouts, kind of an overview of OAC, but actually there's a typo on there. When I came up with this, I had some bad numbers, and when I look at it, it's actually a good thing. It says based, the second paragraph says based in 34 countries. We actually are only in 31 officially. But it goes on, what I recently found out is that when you combine, I'm one of about 200 missionaries that serve OAC around the world, but when you combine all our efforts, the gospel goes out to 1,000 people a day by the grace of God through our ministry. It's over 100 years old, as I alluded to earlier. It started in 1892 in Australia when a lawyer started street preaching. And then over time, different tools started getting used, and we're primarily known for using the paintboard. And our ministry is primarily outside the church. Tonight, we'll be on Seal Beach Pier. If you're free, you got the time, come on out between 7 and 9 and see us. See us do it there. Lady up here in the front asked me, will this work in the park? This works inside the church and outside the church. It's amazing. It astounds me in our society of so much technological advancement, smartphones, e-this and all that. When you just use simple paints and paper, the attention that draws people in. And hopefully you'll see an example of that today. So with that, we're going to go ahead and watch the video so you can get an idea of the scope and the of OAC. Now, in the beginning, you're just going to read the bottom, and then it'll be some words with it as well. I want one of those vans.
Committed fornication, taken the name of the Lord in vain, and have not repented, you're still under the wrath of God.
This is what God did. He poured out his wrath on Jesus.
His death, his burial, and his resurrection, showing that he had the power to overcome sin and death on your behalf. He was your substitute.
So that God would be just and able to justify the ungodly.
You cannot earn your way into a race.
understanding with God. It's only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
He will make you born again. He will give you a new heart and new desires.
We have to have repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. If we believe in him, we believe that he died, we have repentance and turn from our sin, then we can have eternal life with God in heaven. And that's the good news. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's a little picture of the history and the, yeah, praise the Lord. And just watching that, I'm just thankful that God has allowed me to take part in something that he's been doing for so long. So just kind of a quick agenda. I want to make sure I cover the things that you came here for that are in that paragraph, the puzzle, the message, and at least the three ropes tricks. I have a couple others, but it's going to depend on time. And then I also, what's real important is I want to show you our website. But let me ask you this. Has anybody already thought in their heads, I'm not artistic? You already thought that. I understand, but I don't consider myself an artist at all. Isaiah said, Lord, here I am, send me. If you have that willingness and you're willing to practice, you can do it. You can do it. I already told Miss Sally that depending on the response here, the next thing to do after this is to actually have a class. Where I come, I bring several paint boards, I bring paper, I bring paint. You just bring your body and a willingness, and I show you actually how to do it. You'll have the paintbrush in your hand rather than just you watching me. So if that's what you want, let her know, and we'll make it happen. So I'm going to bring this over so we can get started. You see, everything is portable. I can put all this on that little dolly you see down there and move it wherever I want with that one box that's down there. Okay, so generally, I'll be honest with you, when I first started OAC, I was 80% for our adult ministry and maybe 20% for kids. But as time has gone on and on, my heart is just as much for the kids that it is for the adults. So it's a cool little testimony there. So generally with our kids' clubs, we have one. The way ours usually work is we do what's called a five-day kids' club. We'll pioneer a spot and maybe do just a one-time thing and see what kind of response we get. And then we'll do a five-day kids' club, normally either 5 days in a row or maybe five weeks in a row. And we try to partner with the local church so they have a place to plug in afterwards. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it don't. But generally our format is we'll spread a mat out on the ground in front of the board, and that's our means of control. So we're going to give out prizes. And they want prizes, their rear end has to be on the mat. So you watch them sit down like that. Yeah. So remember that. And we use this thing called the four ups. You want to win a prize, you need to look up, sit up, button it up. And what's the fourth one? That is it. Hand up if you have a question. Yes, thank you. Some of you may have heard that before. So we generally do open in prayer. We'll do songs, some interactive, some of the CEF stuff where it's a pamphlet. And the kids will come and they'll choose the pamphlet and hold it open. And they basically leading worship themselves. And then what we do is we have a Bible verse puzzle. And try to squeeze in here. Yeah, so from here, we use two lettering techniques. One's called partial lettering, which you'll see. And this is called ladder lettering. As you look from the side, it looks like you're climbing up a ladder. So we'll tell the kids we're going to have a competition, and the competition's going to be this. Watch the blue. Who sees it? Who sees it? Don't. Don't look at the black, look at the color. It says boys against the girls. Yes. Now let me take it a step deeper for you. Okay, but what happens if you go to a kids club and there's 15 girls and one boy? Watch this. LEFTRIGHT. You divide them in half and it's the left side against the right side. The lettering is the same. The lettering is the same for that. Okay, so we are actually going to have a competition. It's going to be the boys against the girls here today. We're going to see who's better. Who's better, boys or girls?
Girls!
Who's better, boys or girls?
Girls!
Dang, sounds like the girls are going to dominate. Okay, but it's not only boys against girls. It's boys against girls against Willie the Worm. Yeah, and you know what Willie the Worm's favorite fruit is? It's oranges. Yeah, it's oranges. And he even eats the skin of the orange. And you can see his face. He's happy. He's ready to tear into that thing. You can also see his body is kind of skinny, so he's longing for that. So when the boys or the girls get a wrong letter, Willie's going to get to eat some of that orange. And if he eats all that orange before you get the puzzle, you all lose and Willie wins. Yeah. So we're going to let the girls go first. Who wants to go first? Yes, in the pink. Pick a letter, please.
B.
Wow. First draw. Willie is happy. No bees. No bees. Boys' turn. Yes, sir.
E.
Oh, he went with the vowels. He's smart. Oh, dissension in the ranks. And here, I have a cheat sheet up here, by the way. I don't have to remember this. Usually when I go to our kids club, my director's been doing a kids club in Santa Ana on Townsend Street for like 35 years. Generations. Like I said, normally it's a 5-day kids club, so he's kind of the abnormal, but it's awesome to take part in that. And every now and then it's like the Lord will put one of those kids who's now an adult in his path just to encourage him. I remember, you still come here? They're blown away. All right, so I'm not going to go any further, honestly, and see who really wins. I want you to get the idea. That's really what I'm here for, is to give you the idea. And then ultimately, we'll give you that's the partial lettering, Revelation 15:3. Generally, what we do from this point is we choose a kid in the audience who wants to come up and say the verse. This is where we give our first prizes. We normally give 4 prizes. They come up and they say the verse and the address looking at their audience. If they can do that, we give them the ticket for the prize. Normally, we'll let them turn around once, you know, if they get stuck. But that's the basic format for our Bible verse puzzle. We never say hangman, by the way. And now, there's hundreds of different ways you can do it. You can make a pyramid and divide it in 6 parts, and if the whole pyramid goes away, you don't necessarily have to use Willie the Worm. Sometimes we'll put a firecracker right here and a long wick, and we'll tell them the wick's going to burn until they say stop. So, you know, we'll say like this is the wick. We put the black paintbrush up there, and they say stop. But you'll find as soon as they get a wrong letter, they'll go stop, you know, right? As soon as you put the paintbrush up there, so they don't want to lose. They're involved. It's good. Our ministry is primarily paint, but one of the guys he ministers—it's crazy—he ministers to Native Americans in I think it's Montana, and he also ministers in Switzerland. So that's a pretty broad ministry. But he had this big Ziploc bag, and it was basically a message in a bag. So he had a folded up piece of paper, a set of markers, and some tape. And boom, you put it right on the wall, you got your markers, and you can just run with it. So that's a way to break it down small. So after the kids can be involved and a little more active with the songs and with the puzzle, but then we institute the four ups during this. This is where they're going to be quiet and they're going to pay attention as the message goes forth. But this message is actually one that I'll share with adults or kids. And this is, you can come up with messages on your own. On our website, there's probably 50 messages. We're going to take a look at that. It has the before picture, the way it looks at the end, and it has a suggested script. So once you take that class, or if you're, you got the little bit of creativity to try to learn the ladder lettering on your own, which you can do, you can run with it right there from that website. There's even like four groups of five messages. You're doing a VBS, you need five, got kids for 5 days, it's right there. It's all there, it's free. So what I'm going to do, generally our kids' clubs are during the day, so we don't get to utilize the black light, but since we're in a controlled environment, we're going to go ahead and do that. So go ahead, if I can get the lights turned down, please. Thank you, sir. It's all portable, rechargeable, and it really makes a difference. We use fluorescent tempera paints. You can get them at Michael's, or we sell pretty much everything we have on our website. So, guys, thanks for coming today. I'm happy to get to share the message with you. Now, as I paint with my black paintbrush, I want you to watch the pink, because you're going to see words appear. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Yeah, I heard it out there. We're going to talk about great lengths. And I have four examples of great lengths in each of the squares of my board. The first one, you can probably kind of guess what it is. Let me add a few things here so you can. Got to give her eyebrows because it's female. This was the largest snake ever held in captivity in Ohio. This was her name. She was appropriately named. Her name was Fluffy. You can go on the Guinness Book of World Records website and see 8 full-grown men standing side by side holding Fluffy. Yes. Believe it or not, how many of you play basketball? How high is that court, sir? 10 feet, that's right. Watch this. Fluffy was 24 feet long. 2 basketball courts plus a little change in the top end. She was, I think, a restricted python. Yeah. Definitely an animal in the animal kingdom of great lengths. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go into outer space, into our solar system, and I want to talk about the average distance between our planet and that planet with the rings around it. Yes, are you smarter than a 5th grader? Believe it or not, and it's hard to wrap our minds around it, the average distance is this. It's over 880 million miles away. Yeah, that's not even the furthest planet out of our solar system. Just as a side note, this is a question you can remember or challenge people with. If I was able to take the Milky Way galaxy, of course our galaxy is one of thousands, even millions of galaxies in the universe, shrink it down to where our sun is the size of one grain of sand, and the Milky Way galaxy is relative to that, how far across would the Milky Way galaxy be at that point? Any ideas? Throw a couple out.
A million miles.
Any ideas? 10 feet. That's more. That's normally the kind of guesses I get. 40,000 miles.
Wow.
Still, 40,000 miles. Even when our sun is shrunk down to that small, it's incredible. Yeah, that's kind of a side note. I don't usually share that. Okay, there's two examples, animal kingdom and out in outer space. So coming up here, what I have is I have a mama. She's walking her kid in the park, but her son is in a wheelchair. So you might say, Frank, what kind of great length is that? Watch and see, my dear. It's a great length of love that a mom has, not only for a regular kid, but when you see the long-suffering, the patience for a child with special needs. Yeah. So they're in the park checking out the birds, just having a good time, showing that love. Okay, so there's three examples of great lengths. So now for my last and final square, I'm going to change my title a little bit, so just watch. I'm going to talk to you what I believe is the greatest of all lengths, okay? Greater than solar system or animals or even human love. It's the length that God himself took. Because what he did is he left heaven and he came down to earth. Why? Because of a problem we all have inside of us. I'm guilty of it, you're guilty of it. Disobeyed your parents? You ever told a lie? Taken something that don't belong to you? What that is it's called sin. And what sin is like a wall or a barrier, guys, between us and God. And what we try to do is we try to reach up to God with our religions or our philosophies or moralities. You know, some of this stuff more for adults than kids. You got to break things down with the kids, but I'm kind of speaking at both levels here. That's what we try to do to reach up to God on our own. But you think about it, none of that stuff deals with the sin problem. So that leaves us in a dilemma. The Bible says, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Are you like that? Let me do this. Let me make it a red letter edition for you. God in his love left heaven and he came down to earth. He became a man. The Bible says, The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. They said his name will be Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins. He lived a perfect life and he ultimately allowed it to be crucified. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Old Testament and New Testament. Did you know that hundreds of years before Jesus even came to earth, his specific birthplace was predicted? How he would die was predicted 1,000 years before he came to earth by King David. He died on that cross. He said he was God and that he'd raised from the dead. So they buried him in a tomb. That was a rich man's tomb. Another prophecy, hundreds of years before he came. They tried to keep him in the tomb. They put a huge stone in front of that tomb, guards to watch it, and they sealed it shut tight. But just like he said, 3 days later, the stone rolled away, and Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible says over 500 people saw him walk on earth before he went back to heaven. I say back to heaven because he's God, he's eternal, and he made that choice for us. God bless you. Because there was no other way. So what does he call us to do? Basically, repent, turn from our sin, and put our faith and trust, not in ourselves, to reach heaven, but in what he said, what he did. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. You might wonder, why would God do this? The word's already on the board. The Bible says, God demonstrates his love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us, and he rose again. So at this point, I normally ask the kids if they have any questions and engage with them at questions. We pick our best listeners, and we also with the kids' club that's been going on and on and on, we've been also giving them take-home Bible lessons. I think it's called Mailbox Club that we use. And sometimes they want the painting, and we'll give the painting away. If we're out on the street, like tonight at Seal Beach Pier, sometimes we'll have an altar call. Call people forward right out in public. Or we'll turn them on to our team members in the audience, and then they counsel them one-on-one. And you basically turn and say, so what'd you think of the message? Because they've already heard the gospel. You know, like somebody knocks on your door, you don't know if they're selling vacuum cleaners. It's a Jehovah's Witness. You know, you're basically starting from square one. But when you counsel with us, you're already on number four, step four. And you just turn to say, like I said, what do you think of the message? And then you meet them where they're at, counsel them where they're at. So that's an example of how we use the paintboard to share the gospel. This one is actually, praise the Lord, yeah. I go to Calvary Chapel Inglewood over here, not far from here. Yeah, Pastor Bill Buffington. By the grace of God, I'm coming up on my 20 years in Christ. And and I came to the Lord at Calvary Downey. I was in the military at the time. They've moved me around, but, you know, God sometimes brings things back together. So let's bring the lights up again, please, sir. I want to show you the three ropes tricks, because we not only use the paintboard, we use object lessons that people have come up with over the years. Has anyone ever seen the three ropes trick before? Oh, great. Yes. So this one you just keep in your pocket, and you can share the gospel in like 5 minutes. I've never been turned down when I ask somebody, can I show you a rope trick? So, ma'am, can you be my participant? Just got to I didn't get any paint on you. No, you can just sit there, please. And sit there. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Okay, thanks for your attention. How many ropes do I have? Three ropes, good. Now, are they the same color or different colors? No trick.
Oh,
are
you trying to
read? Yes, you're my same color, good. Now, what colors are they?
Red and
white. Good job, yes, very good. So these ropes are going to represent people. Some people, let's be honest, when we look at other people, we make judgments. We think about other people. Even God's word says that man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So we look at that one guy, and he's always in trouble. He's got a bad attitude. I don't really like to talk to him. I even seen him get into fights. He probably has a lot of bad stuff in his life, what the Bible calls sin. And then there's those average people, maybe like me and you. Sometimes they do good, sometimes they don't. And then there's those people that are always smiling. It doesn't seem like they have a care in the world. They're easy to talk to. They probably just got a little bit of sin in their life. But again, that's us looking at the outward appearance. So let me pull the ropes up one at a time and show you how God sees sin. Because the way he sees sin, there's no difference in his eyes. It's all the same. Praise the Lord. But God had a plan for sin, and that's what the colors mean. The white stands for purity. God, who came down to earth, he lived a perfect life. He only did good. He only showed love, raised the dead, touched the blind, they can see. And he ultimately would shed his blood, which the red stands for, on the cross. And the Bible says when he was on the cross, there was a great earthquake. Even though it was the middle of the day, the sky went black. They put him in a tomb, but 3 days later he rose from the dead. So today it doesn't matter if you have just a little bit of sin, a whole bunch of sin, or even an average amount of sin. It can be forgiven in Jesus Christ. Yeah. I think you can get this on our website with the instructions for like $10 shipped to you. Yeah. I'm going to show you the website in a minute. How are we doing on time? Okay. Anyone ever seen the Holy Bible coloring book? How many? Raise your hand if you have. Okay, some of you haven't. So I break this out. Hey, kids, what is this? Holy Bible. Yeah, that's right. This is a special Holy Bible, though. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you ever, when you guys read your Bible, do you ever read your Bible and it doesn't seem like God is telling you anything? Raise your hands, yeah. Let's be honest, right? even though we're adults. But let's say you might pray and ask the Lord to help you, and he'll show you some cool stuff. But then you might get serious and pray, maybe on your face, you get your dictionary out, your concordance, and God will show you really, really cool stuff in his word. Okay, I got to show you the website, so let me get this out of the way. That's where to go from here. Okay, sir, in the back, if we can bring that up, that would be great. All right, this is our main website. We have three. This is on the handout I gave you, they're all at the bottom. There's our United States website, our international website, and our overseas ministries website. The overseas ministries and international kind of work hand in hand. But this is the OAC USA website. Let's go to message outlines, please. Scroll down a little bit. Scrolls on the side. There it is. Appreciate your help. Keep going. So Creation to Christ series, Abraham series, Moses series, keep going. Scrolling down, please. Those are all groups of five. Early life of Jesus, ministry years of Jesus, last week of Christ. Keep going. There's some Christmas messages, and then these are general evangelistic messages here at the bottom. Let's go back up, please. We'll go to Abraham series. Let's click on Noah. So there's the before picture. There's the after picture. Scroll down, please. Keep going. There's your suggested script. It's right there. Free. Back up, please. Cool. Yeah, go ahead, scroll down. Let's go to a single one. We'll take one look at that. It's basically the same thing. One I really like works for kids and adults. Keep going. There it is. Barabbas, a.k.a. He Died For Me. Generally, when I do a training class, this is the one you'll learn because it works good for adults and kids, and it's not too crazy to paint. So, yeah, before picture, after picture, and suggested script. So what I'd suggest, okay, you're doing release time or you're teaching at church, see what section of scripture you're covering, go to our website and see if there's any message that directly connects to that. This message here, God gave it to me at Calvary Inglewood. Pastor Bill talked about the great length that God, and I was like, ooh, open air campaigner message. And I did some research, and it's one of my favorite ones to do now. Praise God. Go to where we work, please. So the red spots are where we're at, where we have offices nationally. Again, we're in 31 countries. You do an overseas mission trip. That's how I learned about Open Air Campaigners. In 1998, I went on an overseas mission trip with Calvary Downey to France. Didn't really know what we were going to do. Little did I know, we met up with open-air campaigners over there. And then it wasn't until, almost 4.5 years ago that I went on staff full-time with them. So God has a way of working. So one of our main prayer requests, you can write this down, 25 by 25. I, probably like each one of you, want Christ to come back now, Maranatha. But if he doesn't and he tarries till 2025, in the United States, we won't have 15 offices. We'll have 25 offices. So that's it, 25 by 25. So if you can join us in prayer for that, God would raise up the individuals and the resources to do that. That would be great. Since this started, I think like 3 or 4 years ago, I think we've added like 4 offices in the country. So God's moving with it. And of course, he can do 50 offices, 100 offices, but we'd like to see at least 25. I have a prayer card and kind of a general brochure up here if you want more on the ministry. I'm going to grab something to drink. With that, I have a couple more object lessons, but what's more important to me is to see if you have any questions. Any questions at all? Let's see what the first one is. I think usually I can guess it. Go ahead.
How long does it take you to learn how to do this? I guess it's probably varied, but
it's like learning guitar, you know. And that's one thing I want to do on the side. Not that hard. My point is practice. It's like shooting basketballs, you know, shooting from the free throw, you know. Try not to be like Shaquille O'Neal. Not that poor guy, for he's long retired and you still get beat up on that. Practice. Really takes practice. Once you learn the lettering, it's just a matter of practice. And what helps me is when I divide it into 4 squares, I just take it 1 square at a time. Some of the more veterans, I mean, we have people been in the ministry like 45 years. They'll pick up their green paintbrush and know how to paint the green in each spot, put the green paintbrush down, and never pick it up again. I ain't there yet. I take 1 square at a time. Yeah, but it's just practice. It's just practice.
How much for the training?
We can work it out. We can work it out. I'm flexible. Generally, it's about $20-$25 a person. Yeah. But we can work it out. It's more important to me to get the tools out. God's good. He provides. Any other questions? That was good. What's the only bad question? The one that's not asked. Yeah. Yes.
Have there been any incidents here in this general Southern California area where you've met up with such opposition that your life was in danger?
Praise God, no. But we see the way the times are going,
yes.
And I've already had to wrestle with the Lord on that. And his will be done. You know, his will be done. What an honor. If something should happen, you know, what does Matthew 5 say? You know, blessed are you if you're persecuted for his name's sake. What did the disciples do? They danced, for joy that they were worthy. Right? Good question. That's normally the first question is how do you deal with hecklers? Yeah, that's normally the first. Always that, yeah. But generally, there's 4 ways we deal with hecklers. One is I say, sir, I understand you have a point to make. Give me 3 minutes, and I'll come talk to you personally. I finish my message, let the team handle everybody else, and I go speak to that person. Number 2 is one of the team members pulls him aside. Hey, I'm with Frank. Can I talk to you? I understand you got something to say. 3 is really cool when the Lord works this way. As you say, sir, I'm almost done. This group of people, they're patient. They're watching me. Let me finish, and I'll come talk to you. And then I start painting. He voices up again, he or she, let's be balanced. And one of the audience who's not part of the team says, hey, he's right. We're waiting here. Let him finish. That's what's cool. Not even part of the team. Number 4 is you keep a bag. I was talking Ziploc bag. You keep a Ziploc bag with goodies in it, and you say, hey, hold on to this for me. That's for you. Let me finish, and I'll talk to you. So you give him something to appease him. And then you press on, yeah. If they keep going from there, you know, you just thankfully it hasn't gone further than that. But yeah, there's been some close calls and excuse me. No mace. What we do try to do. I used to do street preaching up in Frisco, yeah. And one thing they do up there is they have a camera rolling all the time, so if anything goes down, at least you got it on footage. You know, that we didn't initiate it. You know, worst case scenario, you're in court. You got the footage. Hey, this dude snapped on me. Right? Yeah. So you got to kind of think ahead sometimes. Another question that normally comes up is permits. Do we need permits? Redondo Beach, we do. Santa Monica Pier, we do. Hermosa Beach Pier, we don't. Seal Beach Pier, we don't. So it depends on the city. I don't want to go over time. How am I? I think we're about done, right? Yeah, okay. So I'll pray us out. I appreciate you coming. I hope you were encouraged. And, hey, you're doing a great work. Keep it up. In England, they're very free to go in and do assemblies in the schools. Obviously, in the United States, it's not that free. But you guys are taking advantage of the laws and the rights we have, and I encourage you to keep doing it. It's a good work, even though it gets tough sometimes. The kids are worthy, and more importantly, Christ's worthy. Amen? Lord, I just thank you for today and this opportunity to share what you've been doing, Lord, over the years. And just thank you so much for those that have gone before me and putting the baton in my hand. And as I pass the baton here, I pray it's taken and held firmly and run with swiftly. Lord, all to your glory, that your gospel would go out and that kids young and old would come to know you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.